You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What's up, everybody? It's episode 9 of 30 Flirty and Thriving. And if you'll notice, there was no intro today. That's because our guests are going to do the intro. Moya, hit that beatbox. You're not going to sing, David?
You put me on the spot.
She ain't warm us up or nothing.
We didn't talk about this before the show started.
We talked about it. I just didn't have it.
Watch this. Welcome to 30 Flirty and Thriving.
Wait, what? Start over.
We're going to give you one more time on that. Try it again. Because that was good, but you messed up the name.
Welcome to 30 Flirty and Thriving.
Okay, so no intro today. Actually, you know, it's episode 9. Next episode is episode 10, and I'm kind of in a transitional period of my life, going through changes. I think the show is kind of going, it's changing. It's not necessarily changing what it originally started out to be, but it definitely making some changes. So I thought it would be really cool because I've featured so many dope artists during the break on this show and so many different songs that I thought it would be really cool to have a contest and have people submit their ideas for the new 30, 30 and Thriving intro song. So I'm very, very excited to hear what y'all have for that. And I'll post more details when I, update all the social links and things like that. So check out for it, but definitely be thinking about how you think the new 30 and Flirty intro should go. In the meantime, let me introduce you to the guests that we have in the show here. We have David Ellis, aka Solo Mine.
What up?
Yeah, so David is a YouTuber, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Comedian.
Okay. I'm a YouTuber, vlogger. I write articles, music articles. I go to concerts and I'm able to just review concerts and review music, albums, all that good stuff. So I'm doing it all.
Jack of all trades.
Yes,
like
ma'am.
He's literally everywhere. Every time I see him online, I'm like, damn, I didn't even know it was an event going on. Like, wait a minute, you took pictures with the singer? Like, what the?
I get that all the time.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm like, what?
Like, all right, I need to hang out with you more.
I'm about to roll with y'all too.
Yeah.
Ooh. I need to meet my people.
We're gonna have fun.
So then my co-host, so let me tell y'all, originally this was supposed to be Yes Ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was supposed to be the Yes Ma'am show, and it was gonna be Moya and myself, Moya and Amber. That's
Amber
where the
Moya.
Ma'am comes in. Amber, Moya, Amber.
Yeah.
So originally we had talked about it last year. This was before I started talking about doing this podcast with another coworker because Moya was on some bullshit. But anyway.
Okay.
We're not going to put her on blast.
We ain't going to come for me yet. Okay?
So originally it was going to be Yes Ma'am, and we had all these cool ideas about what we were going to do or whatever. And then, like, just because I think of distance, her not living so close, we just never really kicked off. But she's here today, so I'm super excited because this is what y'all could have had, but you didn't.
Y'all about to catch it. Y'all about to get some fun. And to add to that, I mean, it's nothing but a drive, though.
Right.
As long as I schedule my Tuesdays, yeah, we're going to do this.
Okay, so tell us about who is Moya, though.
Moya is, if I could say...
What is your identity statement?
I'm an artistic person.
Sunday.
I think that I'm artistic with my personality and I'm artistic. You know, I'm a creative mind. I'm definitely left brain. I'm an abstract artist. I'm a sister. I'm an auntie. But, you know, I'm a best friend. I'm a sister. You know what I'm saying? I'm all that. And more importantly, I think that I'm a positive mind. I try to stay on track with a lot of things and try to give positive energy and get it in receive too. So, but other than that, I consider myself a dope artist. When it comes to that painting, and
I can second that though. Like, matter of fact, when I post the links and all the stuff on social, I'm gonna share some of your artwork because her artwork is super dope. So if y'all need some like original, like native, you know, Michigan native artwork or whatever, abstract art, like she's really, really, really good.
Thanks,
I love her work.
Thank you.
So David, let's talk to you for a minute. So tell us a little bit about kind of like how you got into everything that you do and how it is that you do what you do, because you have like a regular day job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like most of us, but you're still out here grinding and working and doing your thing and enjoying it and really making moves. So tell me how you got into it, and then also how you deal with that, like how you manage it.
All,
yeah, exactly.
Man, music has always been important to me. Growing up, I grew up in a music house. We were all singing in the church choir. Everybody in my family sings, and so music was really important. My mom definitely, she had me on Michael Jackson, James Brown, all the 70s people. So I definitely knew that music was going to be in my life somehow. I just didn't know how. And so I used to write Facebook statuses all the time regarding music. And people were like, you know what, David? You got a good perspective on stuff. Maybe you should have a blog. I'm like, nah, ain't nobody trying to hear me, man. Mm-hmm. So I kept getting that all the time. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to start a blog. And so I started my blog about 2016. It's called solomind.com. S-O-U-L-O-M-I-N-D.
I was
going to
say, make sure you spell it.
It's
different. Okay.
And that just transformed into doing videos and things like that. Having a day job and doing Solo Mind, it's tough work. I'm not going to lie. Especially when you're creative, mm-hmm. creative things happen in your head all the time. The pop of a dime, something creative is going to happen. But if you're at work, you might not be able to release it, record it, write it down. So
do you have like a pen and paper to use your voice recorder a lot to like jot down these ideas?
I definitely use my voice recorder all the time, mm-hmm. even when, I can be in my sleep. And I have a dream. This is a dead-ass true story. I have a dream, and I just wake up, and I just record what the dream was about, and then I just go and record a video about it maybe the next day or something
that's
like that.
That's crazy because that's real, because being another creative mind, in the middle of the night is when I get a lot of my ideas. Mm-hmm. It's late at night, or it's something that happened. I wake up, I'm like, ooh. And, you know, you want to just write it down, or you want to record it, or whatever you want to do. But it is. It's like when your mind is, like, relaxed, but it's active.
It's those times when you're by yourself. Like, even in the shower, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, ooh, the shower is my spot. Like, that's a bad spot because you're wet. So it's not like you know what I'm saying? Grabbing the phone, dripping, dropping shit. Like, you can't write nothing down. But, like, the shower and walking and driving are probably, like, my three top spots where I get most of my really good ideas or my light bulbs, or I'm like, oh, shit. And, If I don't stumble out of the shower dripping wet, then I always forget it before I get out. So
I don't know if this is like inappropriate or not, but I do get a lot of my thoughts. Like, I remember when I had just had surgery and I had to take pain meds. Mm-hmm. And of course, sometimes pain meds make you high.
I got that. You were going to say something else.
Oh, you probably have.
I was like, you was being mad.
If you say that you get your ideas having sex, this is going to be a problem. Let's like, something ain't right. Like, where are you going with this?
I was going to say high as a cloud, girl. I'll be high and be sitting there and come up with all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you. And I remember one time I was high on a Norco because I had just had surgery. And I think I sketched the best when I was high. I mean, it was perfect. Lines are perfect. Got done in like each sketch like 10 minutes. It was crazy.
So you know me, I don't take no pills. I don't even take Tylenol. So
I know.
I don't know what that experience
I tried to give
like,
her one once not, before.
I tried to give her one.
It didn't work out.
Once upon a time, she was about to die. She wouldn't take the Tylenol.
she didn't want it.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you're at work, you can't. Yeah. Okay.
And what's funny, I used to go home. This used to be my schedule. I would go home on my lunch break. I used to live pretty close to my job, like 5 minutes away. So I would go home, record a whole YouTube video. If I'm talking about Jay-Z's album or something, I'm doing a whole video. I record it and edit it on my lunch break. Post it and then go back to work.
Damn.
Yeah, I used to do it about 2 times a week.
Video recording and editing is such a pain. Like that, for you to be able to do it on your lunch break,
it takes a
crazy.
Lot. Yeah. So the grind.
Like kudos to you for real. Cause I can't, my videos be super short and I still be like, oh, let me redo that. Or like I go to edit it and mess some shit up and then I'm like, you know what? It's
start
a lot.
Over. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a lot. People really don't know the editing process, how much it takes. A video can be 5 minutes long, but the editing, oh
is
my
insane.
God.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know that life.
Seriously. It's like, especially if you're doing it on your own too. Now, do you have all of the equipment? Are you like, I mean, like what type of equipment do you have for your setup? Do you have like an external mic and lighting and all of that? Or are you just kind of.
Only thing I have is a desk, my cell phone, and a light.
Exactly.
Wow. And a tripod.
And when you're doing it like that, that's pretty hard. Because you fumbling with the tripod, your phone is falling, you got the wrong. And then you watch the video back, and you're like, shit, I don't like it tilted or like it fell
it's
halfway.
Tilted, the lighting is horrible.
Oh, I know the struggle. So much.
You're like, and then it's like birds chirping in the background. You're like, let me record that whole section all over again.
Yes.
Listen, the struggle is real. Yeah. But the outcome,
But your videos look really good though. Like you do a good job because you know, like I thought you legit had a setup with like, because you know some people get real fancy and they got the extra. I went and got an external mic and I love it, but like I haven't really used it. It makes a huge difference. I just haven't really used it too much yet, but I want to.
That's good on iPhone.
Yeah. And then the lighting too. But I mean, like, I feel like for a dude, it's not that big of a deal. For a girl, like, you really got to have that lighting.
It is a lot different. Yeah.
Everything looks good. Makeup is good with the lighting.
Right. And, you know, I've learned too. So if anybody else, you know, is into like vlogging or anything, or wants to be, you have to do your makeup like 5 times heavier if you're going to be on camera. Then
you know, I realize that.
Yeah. Didn't so, you? Like, because I'm a very light makeup wearer. Like, I don't wear a lot of makeup. So, and then I go on camera, I'm like, it doesn't look like I have any makeup on. And then when I put the makeup on to make it look like I have makeup on, I'm like, I feel like a drag queen. Like, I got way too much on. Yeah. Like, but it looks good on camera.
Good on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just pro tip for you guys. So managing both though. So like you used to grind, you would run home. So how do you like record on the go? Or are you ever like in the car? You know, a lot of people do car videos and stuff like that. Like
I don't. Only time I'm doing that is when I'm like on Snapchat or something like that. But usually I do everything. I have a 2-bedroom apartment on purpose. So I turn the other bedroom into my office. Nice. So I have everything in there. So usually all of my videos are in my home office. Yeah, you know, as I like to say. Sound fancy like I'm somebody, you know.
Yeah, home office. My home office. So how many hours per day or week or whatever would you say you spend on your vlogging, and everything related to that, like going to events and meeting and greeting and writing and editing and posting?
Wow. That's hard to say because it definitely varies. It definitely varies. Like I said, if I'm inspired, I'm going to do something, make a few videos in the same day. So it definitely varies. I don't know. I can't say.
Okay.
I can't even say.
Good question, Amber.
We'll come back to you on that. Stomper. So, Moya, how long do you spend on your creative shit?
She's like, just say something.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's been, you know, like you said, you're going through a transition in your life right now. I am actually going through a transition myself. I do more sketching now than I do painting. And I'm a painter all day. Like, I'll take some paint and a brush and I will create something with some different materials or whatever the case may be, whether it be sand, aluminum, molding, and I will make a masterpiece. But lately, I just really have been learning how to do my lines with sketching and stuff like that. So I would say I probably would put in about 3 hours right now a week. But before, previously, I was putting in at least 20.
But you're just in a different phase right now.
I'm just in a different phase
so
right
to
now.
That point, I just want to give a shout out real quick. So on episode 3 of 30 Funny and Thriving, I forget the title, but it was basically like, you know, your spiritual health or whatever. And we had Berenda Williams and we had Yelena Crawford on the show. And Yelena Crawford is now doing like this spiritual life coaching type thing or whatever. And I actually had my first session with her last night. And we talked about like this transitional phase. And, you know, she's really into like a lot of different things. And so she was like, what's your birthday? And she was like, this is a time in your life where you're like, you know, kind of moving out of your young adult, your young ladyhood, and you're becoming the woman that you're supposed to be in life and all of this stuff. And so all of this, the storm that you're going through essentially is to kind of push you into that womanhood you're supposed to be in. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus, because I didn't know how much more I could take. I'm so glad to know this shit is almost over.
She's right. Absolutely. I mean, everything that we go through phases through our life, you know. I don't care how often they may be. For some people it's different. Some people go through phases. It's not as bad as other people's phases. But either way, it takes whatever that person's going through, I think, to build who that person's going to be and who they are.
Right.
And I think that through everything, like, it's so easy. It's so easy to think negative, right? I mean, when something's happening, something's going wrong, the first thing you do, you know what I'm saying, you get into this negative mindset, this negative, you know, you just kind of talk yourself down. Mm-hmm. But if your mind is a muscle, so if you work your mind to be positive, it'll start coming easier. You just got to force that positivity, though. And then when you think positive, I truly am a firm believer, my mom always said, you think positive things will happen because you're inviting that into yourself. And you have to do that when you are going through your transition from your, you know, your young ladyhood to your womanhood.
So let me ask you this. So most creatives, especially writers, I know, well, even artists too, like use that those negative things in their life to kind of fuel their art.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like you do that?
Absolutely.
Do you like take it out on the canvas?
Absolutely. There's been times, you know, for a woman, men can be a firm reason of some negativity.
A lot of inspiration.
A lot of inspiration.
Do we want to go here right now?
Hey.
Do
we want the show to be hot?
Let's talk about
Let's
it.
Let's do it. No, but kidding. But seriously, like, I mean, I had an ex, and it was a very, 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 very strong and transitional time in my life. And I made a canvas off the strength of just him in our relationship. And he's a creative too, but not as much. But every time he looked at it, he told me to make a painting of us. And what it meant to me. And I did that. And when I tell you that man did not buy that painting, because apparently we had two different outlooks on what this relationship was.
As it usually goes.
But it got sold. Mm-hmm. And it got sold for a lot of money. So to somebody else, they saw something powerful. But to him, he was like, I can't walk by that and look at that every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it definitely goes into the art. It definitely goes into the creative, your writing, you know what I'm saying? Like your music, it definitely flows into that. And it makes it great. And it makes it something that somebody wants to see. Because when they hear that poem, or they listen to that music, or they want that painting, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they went through something too that they like, yeah,
they
I can relate
it.
To
they
that.
That energy,
I feel it.
Right?
You know what I mean? And that's the wonderful thing about being a creative, mm-hmm. period. Like,
what about for you, David? Do you feel like anything, when you go through different things in life, do you feel like you get more creative? Like, it fuels whether you're vlogging or if you're writing stuff, do you feel like it just really burns kind of that passion for you? Or?
Most definitely. I actually went through a little period, this is about 2 weeks ago, and for some reason, I just wasn't feeling creative at all. Like, I was done.
There.
Yeah, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's the thing that sucks about being a creative. You get in these spaces, you get blocked.
I was done. And I went back. So I keep everything like I have from high school. So I have like journals and report cards and stuff. I open up a journal. This is from 10th grade. And in the journal, I was like, it's a lot of new music out right now. Destiny's Child has a new album. T.I. has a new album. And I'm like, I was blogging back then.
Yeah, and you didn't even know it.
And I didn't even know it. So
right.
I'm like, this is what you were destined to do.
Absolutely.
And so I'm glad that I went through that little funk, because if I wouldn't have went through that, I wouldn't have went through all that old stuff, and I got re-inspired again.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, once I read that, I was like, okay, yep. I gotta go. Aww. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yes.
Let's go.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So tell me a little bit about how, I mean, you're in Detroit, right? You live in Detroit, right? The city.
I've been here for going on 3 years now. Yeah.
I've been here for like 2.5 years. So around the same amount of time. And I live in the city, and I work in the city, and I play in the city, and you do the same, right?
Yes.
So, but I feel like you do way more shit than me, which is why I feel like we need to link up, because
right.
I'm missing something here. I feel like I have like this bucket list of all the things that I want to do in Detroit, because there's so much. And I just keep getting stuck on restaurants, because we have like the best restaurants
mm-hmm.
in the world. But how do you, I guess, kind of keep abreast or up with all the different events and happenings in Detroit? How do you insert yourself into these situations? Because you be inserted as hell, because I've been seeing you. So, like, how do you do it? Like, how do you keep up on them? How do you, be in a building or meet up with these people that you meet up with and get to talk to them? Like, how does all that kind of come about?
I do a lot of emailing and DMing. If I see someone's coming into town, I'm going to DM them and say, hey, I work at this place, or I do this, or I can do this for you. What's important is when you're contacting people, you want to let them know what you can do for them. Exactly.
It's called the with them. What's in it for them?
So I'm doing that a lot. I keep up on Facebook with the events and stuff like that. Ticketmaster, I have notifications going crazy. They always let me know what concerts are in town, so that's how I know who's in town and
that's
stuff like
smart.
That.
So
yeah.
Do you have
like
a media pass so that you can go and like...
I don't, but hopefully I will soon.
Yeah, I'm working on getting mine for the
mm-hmm.
podcast. for sure, because then I could be like, hey, you know, I have a media pass and, you know what I'm saying, get back. Because I would like to, that's what I said earlier in terms of like this podcast kind of transitioning. Not that it won't be the same great content and type of shows and everything and dialogue and, you know, building and entrepreneurship and all of that. But I really want to continue to focus on the city of Detroit and the mm-hmm. happenings of Detroit. So that means, you know, talking to people as they come into town about their experience here and things like that. So I definitely want to, that's why I'm like, this is good yeah. to talk to you to see. Because I want to be able to have those conversations and, you know, share it with the listeners and stuff who are interested, like what's really going on mm-hmm. in Detroit, because it's a lot. And I think a lot of people don't even know, because there's so many festivals. Like I live on the river, so I'll walk outside sometimes just to go for a walk, and then I'm like, damn, I didn't even know it was
it's
a festival
something going
today
on. Yeah, it's like, something is always going on in Detroit, yeah. like for real, and you just have to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. You just have to put yourself out there and just go.
So I do. I'll go for a walk. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm chilling here for a while.
Right.
Just fell into this. This is what I'm doing today. But for me, I think it would be cool just to, yeah, I mean, like, that's a good idea, though. Just getting, like, email notifications from Ticketmaster, even following all the people you're into online mm-hmm. and DMing them and all of that good stuff. That's
and I've
stuff.
Made connections just with people from different record labels. So they'll let me know when an artist is coming in town and stuff like that, and if I want to link up with them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's just, you got to get yourself out there.
Yeah.
Starts
yeah.
flowing.
Yeah, it starts flowing.
So exactly. Do you deal with any local artists, like, and in what capacity? Like, are you big on just kind of putting local artists up and blogging about them?
Yes.
Or
I definitely want to do more of that. I've done that in the past. I do a lot of freelance writing too, so I write articles for a lot of local artists. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want to do that more. So if you're listening, hit me up on Instagram at yeah. David_Solomine.
We do have a lot of local artists that listen, that follow the page on Instagram. If you're listening and you don't follow, it's at 3030 and Thriving. No G at the end because somebody took it and don't even use the channel. But anyway, so and Instagram won't let me get the name. They be bullshit. Hey, so hey, yeah. So anyways, follow Instagram and then and Facebook. I started the page as Amber Boone, because I was trying to, like, just transition all of my followers over to that page because I want to, like, reduce my page. And now I can't change it to 30, 30, and Thriving. But the Amber Boone Facebook page is 30, 30, and Thriving. But Facebook also hates my guts, so they won't let me change it either.
Hating, no, I'm just
playing. You building enemies.
I'm just playing. No. It's social media is hard. I mean, like, even when I work for large companies with, like, thousands or thousands and thousands of followers, like, and I'm reaching out, like, we spend a lot of money with you. Can we please change the name? And then they just, I don't know why. It's just so hard to get that kind of thing done with
you
Facebook.
You would think it wouldn't
Instagram
be that hard, though. That's
oh, it's
weird.
Hard. They're really, it's really weird. Like, all of them are really weird. So, anyways, back to the point, follow 30 Flirty and Thriving on Instagram, Amber Boone on Facebook, and all of that good stuff. If you aren't already, point was there are a bunch of artists, because for every show, I don't know how much you follow the show up to this point, David, but girl, you better not. She over here trying to steal.
She said she was going to do that
she
earlier.
She over here trying to steal my candy.
She said, don't do it.
You can have some. You can have like
I'm
a couple.
Take, like,
anyway. Yeah, so I don't know how much you follow the show, but we feature a different Michigan-based artist on the show during break, so like their music. So today, actually, it's so crazy. Last week, I was walking down the riverfront, and this dude came up to me, and he was like, hey, listen, this is my story. He's like, I'm an up-and-coming R&B singer, and if I sing for you and you think I do a good job, will you, like, throw me a dollar or something? And I was like, I don't have any cash, because who carries cash? It's 2018.
No one.
But I said I can.
I'm an exception to the rule.
You got cash? Can I get a dollar?
Right.
If I sing for you real good?
Just like, yeah. Listen, I can cash app you. I'll do that.
Does he get a dollar for his intro?
Yes.
Everybody gets a dollar.
Everybody.
It's like, Oprah.
You get a dollar. You get a dollar. You get a dollar.
I love it. So anyway, y'all get me so off track today.
So the guy, did you sing? Did he sing?
Who?
The guy. Did he sing?
Oh, okay.
Who? Who? You know, the guy on the river for the dollar that we were just talking
he
about?
He wanted a dollar. He said, give me a dollar for a note.
I need a break. Like, I knew I wasn't going to be able to do the show today. Like, damn. Anyway.
Hey.
Back so the guy he's saying
okay.
So he was like, I was like, no, I don't have cash, but I can do you one better clout. Like, I was like, I got this podcast, and you know, I mean, a couple people follow me and shit. So if you want, I'll just like post you singing and tag you, and that way other people can follow you. He was like, all right, cool. So we sang, and he was decent. He was pretty good. And he had his cousin with him. He was telling me about all these shows or whatever. And point being, he actually sent me an MP3. So he is the featured artist for today. But his name is Shaun Smiles, S-H-A-U-N Smiles 313 at Instagram. So y'all can follow him or whatever.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Or just stalk him and not follow. Whatever floats your boat. I really
whatever
don't
care. Whatever you feel led to do.
Smashing these smarties.
Girls, but not all of them. So, God, I really don't even know where else
follow
I was.
Follow Shaun Williams. 313.
No.
Oops. What's his name?
Smiles.
Oh.
And he has
Can
the
I,
song.
Y'all want to finish the show and like, I'll just come back.
I don't know who Shaun Williams is. So go ahead off here.
He has the song of the day.
Okay. So.
Oh, man.
I'm lost.
Shaun Smiles 313.
There you go. Shaun Smiles 313. He's the featured artist of the day. Point being, as you were saying.
Yes.
Yes. So any of y'all listening like Shaun Smiles or any of like-minded people, holler at David.
Yes. I have on my website, I have a new up-and-coming artist section. So I'm always doing up-and-coming artists all the time. I just say what I like about you or if you have a new song I love reviewing. So, yeah. Hit me up.
What are some art? Do you know any artists by name from Detroit that you really are into or that you have featured in the past, maybe?
Oh, my goodness. What is my girl's name?
Who are you talking about? Like, describe her because I might know her.
Very short.
Very short.
High-pitched voice.
Are you trying to sell her?
Brio Leslie, yes.
Come on, that's a bad look. You don't know her name.
She's short.
Short, and she got a high
pitch
voice.
Is it me?
But no, I did a piece on Brio Leslie. She's very, very, very dope. She has music videos out, and she's doing her thing right now. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to check her out.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, you know, what, Tiara Marie is from Detroit,
yes,
Cash
ma'am.
Doll, mm-hmm. obviously Big Sean, LaBrittany, which LaBrittany is LaBrittany?
Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf.
Yep. Yeah.
I know LaBrittany is really doing her thing right now. She just got a reoccurring role on
Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. So shout out to
Big
her thing. For doing her thing. Yes. Ooh. I actually met her through Robert Courtney, who does the Build podcast, which is what I was doing and how I got into this podcast. So it's like a small world. I feel like everybody in Detroit, even though it's such a big city, like the movers and shakers,
it's a small knit.
They're gonna bump into each other somehow, some way, for sure. Like, it's just in everybody, my experience been down here, everybody's all love. Like, you've been down here just under 3 years, so like, I don't know if you have the same experience, but I feel like where I came from, because you came from Jackson, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I was born in Jackson, but then I was raised in Lansing. But Jackson and Lansing are very similar, although I feel like Jackson is smaller and shittier. Potentially has shittier people, but anyways. So, Lansing is.
Look, shout out to all my friends and
Jackson.
Family in Jackson. Hey! I love y'all.
Shout out Jackson for being shitty.
You guys are wonderful.
You guys are great. You're great. It's great.
I'm just playing.
Because you got family in Jackson, too. We
yes,
love
we
Jackson.
Are. This is crazy.
Jackson is 517 in the building.
Right.
We all day. We all got 517 area codes.
Oh, my God. Can I shout out two Jackson artists?
Absolutely.
So.
You sure? Is you sure?
So, of course, I want to shout out YP, who you know.
Yeah.
That's my cousin, YP. Okay. Shout out to him, rapper. And then I want to shout out Robert Love, who is one of the best vocalists that I know, hands down. And I'm not just saying that because he's my friend. He's one of the best.
I've never heard him.
I'm going to listen to
his
music.
Yeah, send me his link or whatever.
I will.
Because I'm all about, YP actually, he did the intro along with AJ.
Yes.
They did a phenomenal job on the intro. The intro, I love. Everybody loves it. They also, YP's been featured a few times. AJ's been featured as well. They're good artists. There's a lot of good, there is good talent in Lansing and Jackson as far as music.
Is.
Let's not take that away for sure.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But anyways, what I was saying.
Jackson's great.
No, what I was saying is that in Detroit, my experience has been that it, everybody shows love and they're like, oh, you doing something? I'm doing this. How can we connect? How can we link up? How can we build off each other? Whereas I do feel like my experience in the smaller city like Lansing is like, it's my success. Yeah. Ah, I'm doing this. Like, yeah. No, you can't be a part
Detroit
of it. Like, I'm not going to invite you.
Yeah.
Like, Detroit is so different.
Yeah, they do. Detroit shows love for sure. Lansing is, you're right. It's a lot like Jackson. It's, you know, I know a lot of people that are very, very creative in Lansing. You know, whether it be, you know, people I know, me or whatever the case may be, it's hard to get the support of people. You know, like you said, it's like, oh, no, it's mine. It's mine. You know, people mm-hmm. don't want to, you know, work with each other as much. Like, you know, some people do. Let me not take that away because some people do. And I know a few of them that do. But Detroit definitely shows love for the people that's in their city. They definitely want to connect and work together and build.
The creative energy in Detroit is just crazy anyway. Yeah. Like
an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes, absolutely. That's it right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody is really doing stuff and really doing it, really passionate and just positive and helpful. And I love it. Like I don't think I've came across one person in the past 2.5 years that has been, you know, just kind of like shady or been like, I don't really want to help. Like everybody's been so cool. Everybody.
Like, let's do this together. We all trying to make it.
I love it. Even everything. When I started the podcast, like everything that I did to start this podcast was essentially just looking out like YP and AJ, like they did that just like here, just for clout. Like I do for you. You do for me. You just post my stuff. Cool. It works. The logo that I got done, it was somebody from Detroit who's like doing her own graphic design thing or whatever. She did that and was just like, you know, shout my name out, share me on social or whatever. So she did that. My photographer, Michelle Laskowski, I think is how you pronounce it. But she did a lot of the promotional photos for this show. Devon, who is
Devon.
You know, he comes and does photos and videos for the show. I'm just like, everybody just kind of looks out. And for that, we just kind of scratch each other's backs. And I love that. I love it so much.
That's great.
Now, let's not take that. We do. I mean, I can only speak for me. Detroit's definitely big for that. Lansing, we try. I think that people there, they actually really try to do that. Like, for example, I had that photo shoot for my canvases and the mask that I made.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you can hire people, professionals and stuff like that. But I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to work with the people that actually are in the city that's trying to build.
That's right.
So, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to that team because, I mean, even though that was a few years ago, like, I still get a lot of views on it. And I still get a lot of, like, you know, reviews of how much they love it still on that photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I had Bryant, the photographer was the photographer. Shout out to Bryant. I had Brooklyn come through. He's an artist. And I had him in the photo shoot. I had Bree. She did nails. You know, she does nails in Lansing. She's trying to build hers. Kwani, Camille. She lives in Vegas now, but she did the makeup. And then Joyelle Lewis, you know what I'm saying? She's a hairstylist. She did the hair. And then instead of hiring models, I took all them and put them in my photo shoot.
Oh, but wait a minute.
You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Can we take a minute and talk about that, though? Because I was supposed to be part of that.
Uh-oh.
Or something.
Where was you at?
I don't know, but you know what? But
you know you got asked.
Oh, I got asked out. I thought so you know you got asked. I was like, asked what? No, you got asked out of that.
right.
I was asked out of that shit. That's what I'm saying.
You want to be real.
Because that was a dope photo shoot, and I'm mad I wasn't part of it.
Don't feed off of her bullshit. We had a talk. Don't even come for me on this mic. Okay. No, like, for real, like, I want to do another one, but I want to encourage.
Wait, hold on. What happened then?
Between me and her?
Yes.
She's being bougie. You know, she got through her moments.
Y'all know that's a lie.
Lies.
That's what happened.
I love Moya so much.
I love you too.
I know.
We are a family.
Hey. Sing again. Let's go.
Like we a giant family. Tree.
Hey.
Okay, because you see y'all been saying the first three words. That's all I know.
I don't know that song either.
Wait. Before we get too crazy, okay. we're gonna hit this break and play Sean Smiles while he my smarties.
Hey.
And then we'll be back after the break.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, yo, JP. Good looking. If you're from the east side, gonna make some noise. If you're from the west side, gonna make some noise. If you're from southwest, gonna make some noise.
y'all wanna make some noise. Just two tracks now. 313, that's us. Everybody know about us. We turned up. Shots, smiles, yes, I'm here. Back, shake a mill. You right there. Automatic swear. That's just how I act. We're unique. When we in the pool, we know what to do. We're unique. Motor City in this. Look at what we did. Goddamn. I'm in the cell. Man, I'm drunk as fuck. Fresh out the bin and I did that. Detroit for real, we go still bad. Act up, my we get ruthless. No doubt about it, we reckless. Just chill, my nigga, respect it. Wanna sit up for real, we all turn up.
Detroit City, we done came far. Lost a couple of in my hands here, boss. Ready for whatever, get a city, do it better. We eyes in Detroit City. Here we go, hunt in the bay. Cartier phrase, money in the thing. Ain't no draw, we good, yeah. Detroit City. Lost a couple of open hands to your boss. Ready for whatever, get no city, do it better. We hustle in Detroit City. Here we go, hunt in the bay. Cartier freeze, money in the day. Ain't no drought, we good, yeah.
Detroit, repping my city like I'm supposed to. If it is a problem, my nigga, then we approach you. Give a fuck about what you're saying, talking, you're sorry. Should've thought about it, my baby, before you started. We get pretty women, but play it on. In a minute, man, I'm just saying. Detroit ain't just the fellas, man, it's that lady too. If it is a problem, I guarantee they handle you. Detroit City, we the K-Far. Lost a couple niggas in my hands to your boss. Ready for whatever, get no city, do it better. We hustle in Detroit City. Here we go, hunting the paint. Cartier phrase, money in the thing. Ain't no draw, we good, yeah. Detroit City, we the K-Far. Lost a couple niggas in my hands to your boss. Ready for whatever, Kino City, do it better. We hustling Detroit City. Here we go, hood in a bay. Cartier freeze, money anything. Ain't no drought, we good, yeah. Detroit City.
This is that Detroit City. Mr. 313. Shine smiles. Look at how I did have this.
And we're back. Shout out to Sean Smiles. I almost said Sean Williams, Moya.
See? I know. I did
Shout
that.
Shout out to Sean Smiles at Sean Smiles 313 on Instagram. And he's on Facebook too, Sean something Smiles, but it's S-H-A-U-N. I think it's like Sean Izzy Smilers or something like that. But yeah, so you can follow him if you're into that music. And he does shows locally too. Like I know he was doing a show last week at some kind of club or something. So you can always check them out live, too. But I do have a message from our sponsor at this time. We have Audible, which I don't know if y'all have ever used Audible, but I love Audible. And actually, now that I'm on like this life-changing journey, I'm super getting back into reading because I'm going to write a fucking bestseller book, just so y'all know. Anyways, so I have to read in order to write a really good book. So, But no, so I actually just re-downloaded Audible recently so that I could get some of these really amazing autobiographies on Audible, because you can listen to it like while you're in the car, you can listen to it at work. You
Audible's
can listen
great.
To it. Yeah, it's amazing. So actually right now, Audible, you can do a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. So you can put any of their thousands of books that they have for free.
Really?
And then you have a 30-day trial. Oh, wow. Yeah, so oh, nice. It's super exciting. So that's all you got to do is go to audible.com/Detroit, or you can actually just text Detroit to 500-500 on your phone. That's all you have to do. So you can choose whatever book that you want. I'm trying to think, like, I actually want to, my next book that I want to read is an autobiography by, I forgot his name, but he's from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm. And I think the book's name is like Scar Tissue, but it's supposed to be a really good autobiography. Of course, along with like, you know, Maya Angelou, Nelson Mandela, stuff like that. Like, obviously, those are amazing.
Absolutely.
But Scar Tissue is supposed to be a really great one. I've read a couple of different books, but you guys can pick whatever book that you want. just want to get that out there because Audible is dope. And if you don't have time to sit down and read, or like for me, I get really sleepy when I read. Like if I try to read an actual paper book in bed or something, I'm knocked out before I get past the first page. Like I just can't read.
I just love the old just be able to feel a book in your hand. Now I love Audible.
I like that too.
Yeah. But I just, I don't know.
But then I fall asleep.
Yeah. It is relaxing.
So I can listen to Audible in the car, which I appreciate because I drive a lot back and forth to Lansing and Jackson and back and forth to Detroit or whatever. And so I'm always in a car.
On that highway.
Yeah. So I love listening to music and stuff, too. But sometimes
I like to listen to Audible when I fly.
Yeah, that's too, for sure. For sure when I fly because I just don't be like, because sometimes with my music on the car, you got to be gigging. You can't do that in a plane.
You can't really just bounce
on a plane. So listen to Audible instead. But yeah, make sure you go to www.audible.com/Detroit or you can text Detroit to 500-500 to get started with that 30-day free trial.
Go Bings.
Nice.
Okay. So now we're back. And I don't know what else to talk about. I'm just kidding.
Who says that on the air?
I know. Can I get a pass today? I need y'all to just don't judge me. Don't judge me at all today. And if you do, fuck you. Like that's how I feel. That's my attitude, and I don't care. Today.
No, especially because I'm here. You're not gonna get a pass when I.
All right. What to say something? Then what are we talking about?
Can't stand it.
Okay, it's just. Oh my goodness! Can I talk about the VMAs?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God,
yesterday.
It was yesterday,
and I didn't see them, but I know for sure that above all else, if I know nothing else in life, Jennifer Lopez.
Man, did you see her new video, Danero?
I didn't see shit, but I heard everybody and their mama talking about it online. So I don't even need to
see it. Oh, the performance, not the video. The performance. Yeah.
Herself though.
But she killing these young girls out here.
Hell yeah!
Like. Half these young girls ain't as bad as amazing as Jennifer Lopez. Like she's still
she's
out here.
Seasoned. When you got that many years in the game,
I know that's
but
right.
She there are some lot people too. That got many years in the game and ain't nothing like no J Lo.
This is true. But listen, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. So when she came out, when she was in Selena, well, I liked her when she was on Don't Play Me, Homie Don't Play Me.
In Love of Color.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Homie Don't Play
Homie
Me.
Homie Don't Play That.
Don't Play That.
It's been a long time. Thank you. Anyway,
early 90s.
She's a fly girl.
Yeah, she's a fly girl.
I mean, she was cool, but then she went on Selena, and I was like, oh my God, I love Jennifer Lopez, and I love Selena even more because I just, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then she came out singing, and I was like, girl, bye. Like, why are you can't even sing? Like, why are you here?
Like, with that Ja Rule song?
Girl.
I was like, Or that velour pink suit.
Then I was, but then I was like, too, I was just like, well, if she can sing, shit, I can sing. Because I can sing better than her.
Because she wasn't that great at it.
No, but
she has the money to
she
have.
Has earned her spot.
Hell yeah.
She definitely has.
Because not only is she look amazing, she's been through a lot of shit. She's holding her own, like, and she gives an incredible performance. And I don't know if she can hold a note or just like technology has gotten better.
Yesterday she hit this long high note, and I said, "Come through vocals."
Hey. But hey, she got the money to pay for whatever vocal coach that she wants.
Well, damn. Either way,
she bad as hell. I don't care what she do, what she suck, took, what
she
do, nope, whatever. Man. She killing it to me.
J Lo looks freaking great.
She does.
I literally
she brought out Ja Rule yesterday on stage. She was just like mid-2000s realness.
Oh, she should have been.
Yeah, it was everything. It was good.
I'm gonna have
to pull it up and watch it.
Yep. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, no. I don't really watch. It's crazy because I'm like so into music. But I don't watch a lot of like the award shows and shit.
I don't either.
Because
I love music.
They're not what they used to be anyway.
Just like the same reason I don't watch like BET or anything anymore because it used to be music videos, like good music videos and shit.
You remember or what's like the late Park night or whatever. One? The late night?
Oh, you talking about Uncut? BET Uncut.
Oh my God.
When you was in high school?
I remember my first time watching that. I saw that Trip Drill video. Yep.
Man, I came in. I don't even know where I was at. I came in somebody's house and it was on. I was like, is this like HBO? Or Cinemax or something. Like, listen, what is this? Oh my God.
Kaya, My Neck, My Back. Yes. Uncensored was on there.
Man.
Listen.
Oh, look, I'm yelling into the mic. Like, I was yeah.
I know. Are we? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I feel like I need to go back to the start of the show and just be like, disclaimer, please make sure your volume is between 1 and 4.
Make sure you sound like a robot when you say it. Please make sure your volume is that.
Thank you for listening. For the safety of our listeners, we do ask that you keep the volume.
Because we get loud as shit on this mic.
It gets real.
My bad, y'all. Apologies.
No, seriously though, like the VMAs, I don't watch them either. I love music, but I hate watching them because now I don't even know
it's not the
young
same.
Rappers that are on there anymore. I don't know.
And it's not even as exciting anymore because back in the day we didn't have social media. So that was like one of your only times you got to see your favorite artists in their quote unquote natural state.
Natural
state. You know what I'm saying? So you was tuning in like, oh shoot.
Times have definitely changed.
But social media, we see y'all every day.
We do. Y'all post just like we do.
Exactly. So that enthusiasm isn't there anymore.
This is so true. I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. Like, it's crazy because back in the day, like, a lot of artists, you just love the artists. You love their music. You love who this image that you thought they were.
Who you thought they were.
Yeah. Now you see them on social. You see them on Love and Hip Hop and shit. You're like, ugh, I don't even like
you. But to be fair, you know what, though? And I'll be 100. You do see them, like, as their glamour selves. But you know who I love and who keeps it 100 and funky all the time? And she shows her glamour self and her ratchet self.
Ooh. Me?
Girl, how you know?
This is true. This is very true.
Talk about me, girl. I love you too.
I was going to say Cardi B.
Can I say
that yesterday, like, I was looking at her because I follow her on Instagram, and I was looking at her her Instagram video. Her music video dropped with Kehlani. Mm-hmm. Okay. The song, that phone song.
Something about Ring. I think it's called Ring.
It is called Ring, actually. And
yeah, it took me
the video dropped. And she got on Instagram and was like, can I just let y'all know that I did not know that my video dropped? I ain't get no final edits, no cuts, no nothing. I got on Instagram just to say, hey, y'all. And I see my video on there and I'm like, okay. She was like, so check out my video, y'all.
She was on some way.
Cause they didn't give her any cuss, none of that. But my point being, she gets on Instagram or social media with no makeup on, her hair a mess, her natural self. You know what I'm saying? Like, even her song, you know what I'm saying? She was like, hair when it's fucked up, crib when it's nasty. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, she shows that and she shows her glamour self. And I love that.
See, that kind of honesty I can appreciate. I can appreciate that type of honesty.
I love it.
It's just raw. This is who I am.
Yeah.
But when you start, you beefing every 5 seconds, this is no shade to any rapper. When you you beefing every 5 seconds, you in the streets doing this and there's always a problem. Just the negativity. Yeah. This one's like, okay, you need to pull back.
But I do, because I'll say, even with Cardi though, because even when she was going through her drama and beef, like she might have spoke on it here and there, but it was really about her reflection of what was happening and not so much like beefing.
That's right.
It was just her reflection, her perception of what was going on, her feelings, her side of it, even when she dropped the song. And it was all consistent with one another. Her posts, her social, her song, everything was consistent. It was all about her perception and reflection. So I appreciate that as well, versus just straight beefing or talking junk about people for the sake of being negative
and
ugly.
Yep.
She just is I think she's just a genuine heart. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
But like with a lot of people, a lot of celebrities and people in general, you don't get that. Everybody trying to be their best self online or whatever. And I think that, you know, or not even just their best self, but some people are just reckless and they are their real selves. Like for me, like I used to have the biggest crush on Ray J. And
that's too bad.
It's like a damn shame. Like, something's wrong with me. Aww. I need somebody to like approve my crushes. Like, yes, girl. Nope, not him. Mm-mm, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in that position, please apply. No, I'm just kidding.
Ray J has turned over a new leaf. He's married now and has a baby.
No, he's still. But I wanted to see the episode when La Brittany debuted or whatever. I wanted to see the episode, so I watched it, and he was on there, and I was like, ugh. Like, I still don't, like, no, because I used to have a crush on him. And then I think, when he had the Ray J single TV show.
The TV show for the love of Ray J.
For the love of Ray J, yeah. I was like,
because
it's easy.
It's forgettable.
I didn't even watch that. But by the time that show came out, I was done with those kind of shows.
The only reason I watched it is because I thought I had a crush on him. And then I saw it and I was like, ew. And now every time I see him do or say anything, or I'm just like, ugh. Like, he's just such a ugh to me. And it's just so damn disappointing. Like, he should have just stuck to being Brandy's brother. And
oh, wait a minute. Ain't that Brandy's brother? Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Working all day. Listen, that was a hit. I don't know how, baby, but it was a hit.
It was, though, because the beat was hot.
Shout out to Pharrell Williams.
Yes, that was all Pharrell. Okay.
Right, no, it's all Pharrell.
To Ray J.
Anyway.
Right, yeah, anyway.
talking about yeah, social media and just realness, period. Like, you're right. A lot of people get online, and whether it's to build a brand or for their professional reasons or their personal reasons, whatever the case may be, there is a lot of fronting online. You know, it used to be you see people and you could tell, like, looking at them and see how they move day to day. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fake. But now you get online and you think, like, oh my God, their life is so amazing.
Everybody is successful. Okay.
Everybody's successful.
Everybody's
winning.
Everybody's winning.
Which I think is good in a way, because there's two different ways you look at it. You either look at it, like, because a lot of people with insecurities and things like that will look at it and be like, damn, I should be doing that. How are they doing that? Why are they doing that? That's bullshit they doing. They got money to do that. You know what I'm saying? They look at it and they hate, and then they find, like, the self-loathing. Like, I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who look at it and, like, oh, they, wow, they're doing that? Like, I can do that. They can do that, I can do that.
And that is a good way to look at it. Positive.
It, because people are trying to be their best self. However, you're right. It's fake. It's phony. And I think it sets an unrealistic standard and expectation of other people, because they feel like I should be doing that. And because I'm not doing that, I'm not as good, as successful, as pretty, as nice, as good of a person.
And, you know,
as
that's
that.
Just life, because before we had social media, that was high school.
Amen. Yeah. But then after high school,
I mean?
It was not, it was, well, college, work, or whatever, but, like, depending on where you worked, like, it wasn't, you
that's
really,
true.
That part of your life was kind of over, but now we're, like, a continuation
it's
of a high school for fucking ever.
It is! It really, really is. Never. And I just got done talking to somebody like that. Like, I mean, you gotta, like, people will, oh my God, I literally was just talking to my cousin about this, like, people, like, I see and talk to some people, and they literally still are the same person they were in high school. Poor things. Like, God bless y'all, but y'all gotta, there's something that has to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because,
but if they want to be like that, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Kudos to you. If you love it, if you like it, I love it.
Kind have of you guys ever looked, like, in your past and just be like, I have really grown.
Man.
Like,
and but you know what makes you grow? It's situations that you go through, experiences that you go through. You have to transition from that. Some people decide to learn from it, and some people don't take anything from it at all.
That's right.
I mean, it just really depends on your maturity and your growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to put that into what you're learning, what you're doing, how you moving.
Yeah, I think it's a very humbling kind of experience to be able to sit there and be like, wow, look at my progress. Look at where I was and where I am
talk.
Now.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you just like, because, you know, I'm sure throughout that process, there were probably times where you were like, I don't know where I'm going to be, how I'm going to get there. Don't know if I'm going to get through this particular period of my life. And then you get to where you're at. And you're like, wow, I did that. Like,
yeah,
I did that.
It's
really, really amazing. Yep. But, you know, I think that there's so much going on in life. And actually, my cousin had broke this something down to me. She said, there's this person who had, like, a house, a job, a best friend, a man, a car, like, all this stuff, all this amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the person lost the job, and then she couldn't pay the rent, so then the house was gone. And then a best friend got into it, and then a boyfriend was gone, and they lost everything. And then they turned to drugs, and their life is now consumed by drugs. They just couldn't handle it, because some people, when you're going through something, and this is how, like, depression and stuff often comes into play, because you're going through things and things and things and things, and you essentially get overloaded. It's sensory overload for your brain, so you can't take it anymore. And at that point, your doctor try to put you on some medication or whatever. But if you don't seek help, you self-medicate, you do drugs, you drink, you maybe go out and have sex with people, or you party, or you try to find things to make you feel better.
Absolutely.
But she said there's other people who have this, and that, and the other, and maybe lose it all, and then just let that shit fuel them and do better and move forward. And it was just really perspective for me, because I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? You really do have a choice in which person you are. Like, and I know at that moment when you're going through everything, it feels like an analogy I've been using lately, because I feel like I've been going through so much. It's like, yo, a person, like, say you're really strong, you do 100 pushups, you do 200 pushups, like, you're super strong, you can do this. But if you get to, like, 500, 600, 700 pushups, you can't do no more. You're going to collapse. And it's not because you're not strong, it's because your muscles are overloaded and you can't take anymore.
You got to build yourself to it.
You got to give yourself time to chill, let your muscles chill and rebuild before you're ready for that type of stuff. And so sometimes people just get overloaded. And I don't think that social media helps that situation.
And you know what else I think is that those people that, like you said, you decide to be what person you decide to be. But there are people in some of those people that decide to self-medicate and go to those things is because they don't have that encouragement. Excuse me, pushing behind them, people to push them, or that positive mind, you know, to say, I know I can believe in myself because this person or these people believe in me, or they can seek help somewhere to somebody that they know that they could talk to, whereas other people do. And then sometimes it's vice versa. Some people don't have anybody. It does. It depends on who you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of person you are, who you have in your life, and your mindset.
Right.
Your mindset and your faith is literally a big portion of it. Because if you can actually say to yourself, I'm going through all this, I'm losing all this, but this is just for right now.
Yeah.
This is right now. I'm still here. I'm still living. I'm still breathing. I still have the ability to get back to where I was. I got there one way. I just got to start over and get there again. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the mindset and the faith to think like that, of course you're not going to say, I can do this. You're going to say, I just lost it all. And you're done.
Yeah. I think that's the key, is being able to see past your situation and understand that it's you got to look back at things you've been through before and see where you got from there. Just like we were talking about earlier, right. You look back.
Yeah.
Looking back sometimes helps you look forward, because then you can see if I got through that, I know I can get through this. But amen. I know we're running out of time. That kind of got a little dark for a minute. But
it's not dark.
But very inspiring. I think some people needed to hear that.
Absolutely.
So,
that's right.
Before we wrap up, though, I do want to give both of y'all the opportunity to shout out your channels, how people can find you, how people can follow you, who you are, just whatever amazing stuff you want to say about yourself, you know.
All right. Well, I'm an artist, and I have a Facebook page. It is Paintings by Moya B. And then I also have an art page on Instagram. It is going to be Paintings by _MoyaB_. Check it out. Check out my work. Check out my art, canvas art, abstract art, masks, all that, body paint. Love it. Like, good share.
That's good. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at SoloMind, SoloMind. And check out my latest video. My latest video is about, I did a whole review about Janet Jackson / I'm just fanning out over her. She gave me an excuse to fan out about her, so that's what I did. So check that video out, and then follow me on Instagram at David_SoloMind. I'll be posting a new video this Friday. I do music battle, so I put two artists up against each other.
That's
and
my
everyone
fave.
Gets yes,
I love it.
So everyone gets to vote on who they think should win.
And didn't you just do a video about the On the Run tour as
yes,
well?
I did.
Okay, so y'all should check that out too.
Check that one out as well.
Oh, and then make sure you know what I'm saying. Follow 30 Flirty and Thriving on the Instagram, and then Amber Boone at Facebook and all of that good stuff. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hello.
Bye.